You are listening to an Eckerson Group audio blog.
Why and how data engineers will enable the next phase of generative AI. Sponsored by DataVolol. To streamline operations and enhance digital interactions, companies are starting to apply generative AI to their own emails, documents, video recordings, and so on. But first, their data engineers must parse, chunk, and transform all the unstructured data into useful embeddings for Gen AI language models. They also must support the process of retrieval augmented generation and the discipline of language model operations. This blog, the first in a series, explores why and how data engineers contribute to the success of Gen AI. The second blog will compare homegrown approaches and commercial tools for building new pipelines for unstructured data to support Gen AI. The third and final blog will define product evaluation criteria for this market segment. What is generative AI? Let's start by defining the technology. Generative AI or Gen AI is a type of neural network that trains itself to interpret and create digital content such as text, images, or audio. Much of the current Gen AI excitement centers on the language model. A language model is a huge calculator that generates content, often strings of words, after studying how words relate to one another in an existing corpus of similar content. This gives humans a natural language assistant with powerful capabilities. Knowledge workers use language model platforms such as ChatGPT from OpenAI or Gemini from Google, as well as language model features within software tools such as Salesforce or GitHub to get work done faster. And now companies are building Gen AI applications to automate customer service, accelerate research-intensive processes such as drug development, and address myriad other specialized use cases. Limitations of Gen AI. But Gen AI has serious limitations. Language models create content that they think is likely to answer a given question or prompt. They have no certainty about facts because they are probabilistic rather than deterministic. Language models might hallucinate and make up facts to fill gaps in the data they were trained on. They also might generate outputs that expose personally identifiable information or PII, mishandle intellectual property, or propagate bias towards certain populations. Data overcomes the limitations. Data engineers can mitigate the risk of these bad outcomes by giving language models trustworthy inputs that represent the nuanced reality of modern business. Because Gen AI largely consumes unstructured data, data engineers must build new pipelines that effectively process and deliver this type of data. This represents a new challenge because data engineers historically focused on structured tables rather than unstructured documents, images, or video files. Here is how to get started. 1. Build new data pipelines. Today, unstructured data sloshes through email systems, CRM applications, video conferencing software, and other parts of the organization. Companies need to consolidate, parse, and prepare this data for Gen AI. Here is an example of an unstructured data pipeline that does this with text files. Extract. First, the pipeline parses and extracts relevant text and metadata from applications and files, including complex documents with embedded figures and tables. The metadata and structure include elements such as the document title, body, and footnotes. Transform. Next, the pipeline transforms the extracted documents. It divides the text into semantic chunks and creates vectors that describe the meaning and interrelationships of chunks. It also might enrich these document chunks with data from other systems and data platforms. Some pipeline tools perform these transformation steps in an intermediate landing zone using an ELTL sequence. Load. Finally, it loads and embeds these vectors into a vector database such as Pinecone and Weaviate, or vector-capable platforms such as Databricks and MongoDB. These vectors are now ready to support Gen AI. Data engineers must design, deploy, and monitor these pipelines and orchestrate how they interact with vector databases and GenAI applications. They also might need to orchestrate how GenAI applications integrate with predictive ML models or other analytical functions as part of larger workflows. In addition, data engineers need to observe both data quality, for example, to ensure no vectors are lost or duplicated, and pipeline performance. Tools such as Dataflow help manage data pipelines in these various ways. 2. Support new processes. Data engineers must support the process of retrieval augmented generation, or RAG, and the discipline of LLM ops. Retrieval augmented generation, RAG, has become a preferred process for enabling Gen AI applications to generate accurate, relevant responses. In this process, the Gen AI application searches the vector database for content that relates directly to the user prompt. It retrieves various documents and files, ranks them by relevance, and injects the most relevant ones into the prompt. To make this work, RAG needs the vectors within the vector database to accurately represent the source content and its business context. Data engineers and data scientists, or NLP engineers, need to use the right transformation techniques in their pipeline. They need to divide their source content into the right size chunks, append the right metadata, and track lineage end-to-end. Data pipelines that meet such requirements, using the steps described earlier, improve the odds of success with Gen AI. LLM Ops. Data science teams use the emerging discipline of LLM Ops to manage the life cycle of the language model, including fine-tuning, deployment, monitoring, and optimization. Data engineers must design and continuously adjust data pipelines to support each of these stages. The transformation techniques described earlier help create accurate, relevant vectors to assist language model fine-tuning and production operations. Data engineers also must configure their pipelines and the underlying infrastructure to meet production requirements for latency, throughput, and reliability. By reusing modular pipeline elements, they can adapt to rapid changes in source data, language models, or Gen AI applications. Summary. Data engineers have a lot of work to do, and data science teams are counting on them. They must learn to build and manage new pipelines for parsing, chunking, and embedding unstructured data, and must ensure those pipelines feed healthy inputs to language models. By doing so, they can help companies enter a more challenging but more rewarding phase of Gen AI adoption. The next blog in this series will explore how homegrown and commercial tools can help them achieve their goals.
Thanks for listening. If you like the blog, please subscribe or visit Eckerson.com for more content.